Chapter 2. After work, James and Jessie were hungry, so they went into town. They wanted to find somewhere to eat. The saloon was a popular place. It served food and drink. It was very lively. It was also loud and dirty. There were often fights, sometimes with guns. "Let's go to the saloon," said James.
"Oh, yes," said Jessie. "I love the saloon."
The saloon was very busy. Luckily, James and Jessie knew Lily. Lily worked in the saloon. She was a pretty girl who danced and sang.
"Hey, guys," said Lily.
"Hello, Lily,"
said James. "Can you tell us who is better?"
"What do you mean?" said Lily.
"Who is the best?" said Jessie.
"Me or James?"
Lily laughed.
"I like you both the same," she said.
James and Jessie were not happy. They needed to know who was best.
"I know what to do," said Jessie.
"We will finish our drinking competition."
"Lily,"
shouted James.
"Please bring us some drinks."
Lily brought them some drinks.
"Be careful," she said. "Do not drink too much."
"We are having a drinking competition," said Jessie. "I will drink more than James."
"No, you won't," said James. "I will drink more than Jessie."
"Oh, dear," said Lily. A man walked into the saloon. He wore black clothes and had a moustache. He was on a poster. It was a wanted poster. Lily did not like him. "He is a bad man," thought Lily. "He will make trouble." She went to see James and Jessie. They were at the table with their drinks.
"I drank the most," said Jessie.
"No, I drank the most," said James.
"You drank too much," said Lily. "Time to stop."
"But we need to know who is the best," said James.
Then the bad man stood on a table and shouted.
"Listen up," he said. "My name is Butch, and I need some people for a job. But I only want the best people."
James and Jessie were very excited. They stood up quickly.
"I am the best," said James.
"No," said Jessie. "I am the best."
"Good," said the man. "Follow me, and you will get lots of money."
James and Jessie were very happy. They liked money. This was a good idea. So they followed the man. Lily was not happy. This was not a good idea. It was a terrible idea.
"Don't go," she said. "He is a bad man."
But James and Jessie did not listen. James and Jesse followed Butch outside. There was a gang of men outside. The gang looked mean and tough. They had guns. "This was a bad idea," said Jesse.
"Yes," said James.
"We should go back inside."
"Hurry up," said Butch.
James and Jesse were scared. Butch was a bad man.
"We don't want any trouble," James said to Jesse.
"No," said Jesse. "We should do what he says." The gang got on their horses and rode out of town. James and Jesse were at the back. Butch was at the front.
"Let's go back," said James.
"Butch won't notice if we sneak away, because he is at the front." Jesse nodded. It was a good idea. They slowed their horses. After they slowed down, they could sneak away. But before they could sneak away, Butch shouted at them.
"You two," shouted Butch, "come to the front so I can see you."
James and Jesse were sad. They moved to the front. Now they could not sneak away.